BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 6 through 9, the judgment seat of Christ. Apostle Paul uses clever word crafting by altering the use and meaning of at home, body, and away. While, quote, at home always means where we dwell, in one sentence, the place of occupancy is the physical body, and in another, the place of occupancy is in paradise with the Lord. The meaning all depends on which side of the grave we exist. Paul stresses that no matter where home is, this world or the next, the Lord Jesus is the source and focus of our existence and heart. While I am, quote, in the body, my source and focus can reside in Jesus because I live by faith, not by sight. Like the ancients were commended for, I am sure of what I hope for and certain of what I do not see. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. This is my faith expressed in the knowledge that one day I will appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of what I did while, quote, in the body. While my home is in this body, I work on my character, practicing love for others as Jesus teaches me to do. Jesus teaches me to be a wise builder, placing my home on the rock where rain, flood, and winds will not destroy. He also teaches me not to be a foolish builder, placing my home on sand where the torments and troubles of this world tear down faith and a good character. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. Jesus also teaches me to be a man who uses the talents he gave me to increase Jesus' investment. Jesus has gone away to the home I will occupy with him. A day is coming when I will stand before Jesus' judgment seat to settle the account with me. I want to hear his pleased words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things while in the body." I do not want to hear his displeased words, "You wicked, lazy servant. Take the talent from him and give it to someone else, and throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth." Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.